relation to County Donegal, we found that there's obviously been a very big change that's happened over the past 20 years in terms of industry, which is really mainly manufacturing, and its importance has declined considerably in County Donegal, and its nature has changed, so it's much more high value now than it would have been previously. What we found in Donegal is that there's been a particular decline, I suppose, as people know, in the clothing and textile sector over the past 20 years. And that really had a big impact in total employment in the manufacturing sector. But what we're looking at now is something where agri-food is particularly important, especially seafood processing, and also where clothing and textiles continues to be important, but it's much more high value activities, particularly around the international reputation of Donegal Tweed, for example. And also new areas are emerging, such as renewable energy, as an area of growth in industry.
And going forward now, with Brexit on the horizon, would you forecast any further changes?
Well, I suppose it's really a sector that's always evolving and changing. So I think that a lot of changes can be expected, not only in relation to Brexit, but also obviously any changes in the US in terms of foreign investment. But one of the benefits, I suppose, for Donegal is that actually there's quite a lot of indigenous Irish-owned SMEs that are active in the sector. In the county, it's not as reliant on big US companies in the manufacturing area. So I think it's really looking at diversifying into markets, looking beyond the UK market, looking at new products and new product development that is really the focus, and building on the strengths of the county.